fly together. A flock of pigeons always flew together like a family. They would start in the morning to gather food. The wise king of the pigeon would lead them all. Once they had been flying in search of food for a long time, but failed to find anything. Suddenly, the king of pigeons looked down and saw some rice grains on the ground. The other pigeon saw them too and wanted to go down. But the king stopped them from flying downwards. He said, "Wait, this is a forest. Rice does not grow in forest. Something is wrong. We should not go down." A young pigeon said, "I am very hungry. There is no one there to harm us, so I am flying down for sure." The youngest pigeon flew down. Then one of the older pigeons said, "The young ones don't think before they act. We should not go down, but we cannot leave him alone." So all of them except the king flew down to be with the young pigeon. As soon as they sat down, they got caught in a net. The net had been put there by a man. He had scattered grains of rice on the ground and spread a net over them. He had then hidden himself behind a tree. Now the man saw the pigeons getting caught in the net. He was very happy because it was the first time that he had caught so many pigeons together. He came out to catch all the pigeons. The king of the pigeons saw the man. He said, "Listen, you all must fly away from here or this man will kill you." The youngest pigeon started crying. His mother scolded him. "When the king told you not to come down for the rice grains, why didn't you obey him? Now because of you, we all will be soon dead."
"Ma, I'm sorry. Please don't leave me alone," cried the young pigeon.
"We never leave anyone alone, so don't worry," assured the mother pigeon. The king said, "Listen, that man is coming here to catch you all. You cannot get out of the net, so all of you will have to fly together with the net." The moment the king said, "Guttergoo, 1, 2, 3, all the pigeons flapped their wings at the same time and flew up together, and the net went with them. The man felt sad because he had lost all. The man felt sad because he had lost not only all the pigeons but also his net. The pigeons flew higher and higher. Then a pigeon said, "Dear king, we are safe now, but how will we get out of this net? We are still caught in it." The wise king said, "Let us go to the king of mice. He will surely be able to help us. Just follow me." "A mouse is so small. How can it help us get out of this big net?" The king said, "The king mouse once helped a lion escape by gnawing the strong strings with his sharp teeth. He will certainly help us as he is my friend. Now wait for my signal to fly down together." All the pigeons flew down together with their feet still caught up in the net. Then they sat down on the ground near a big tree. In a hole in the ground under the big tree lived the king of mice. The king mouse was sitting in his hole looking outside. When he saw the pigeon king and others, he came out and asked, "What brings you here?" The king pigeon said, "My friends are all caught in a net led by a man." The king mouse said, "Oh, these men trouble us so much." The king pigeon said, "I need your help. Please free them from the net." The king mouse said, "Certainly, I will start at once. A true friend is one who helps in times of need." The king mouse quickly wound away the strings of the net, and one by one the pigeons became free. Then the mouse carried the pieces of the net into his hole to use them for a soft bed. All the pigeons thanked the king mouse for helping them. They flew back home, glad to be free from the net. Good night, sweet dreams.